This is the Renewed Minds with Leslie O'Hare podcast. Your host, Leslie O'Hare, mindset life coach, TV personality, TEDx speaker, and author, created this podcast to empower and inspire women and teen girls to cultivate a growth mindset that can revolutionize their lives. Renewed Minds is more than a talk show. It's a pillar of motivation, a source of inspiration, and a gateway to boundless possibilities. It's a platform for engaging conversations that spark change. Let's start the conversation. Here's Leslie.
Welcome to the Renewed Minds podcast. I'm your host, Leslie O'Hare. I am so excited to be here with you today. Our commitment via this podcast is to inspire women and teen girls to take control of their mind, their emotions, and to help them to bravely rise above challenges and obstacles, break free toward mental health freedom, and reach their full potential, all while valuing their inherent self-worth. With that being said, I am so excited about the show today. We have implemented the Mindset Reset segment. Within that segment, I am going to be answering your questions. Now, these are questions that you all have emailed to me. We have callers calling in on the line. I also have questions that will be coming in live while we're on the show. So it's going to be so exciting to answer questions regarding relationships, regarding self-improvement, personal and professional development. And so pour in the questions. I am happy to answer them because this show is about empowering one woman, one teen girl at a time to cultivate a growth mindset. Before we get to those questions, let's take a quick commercial break. When we return, I'll be answering those questions. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Leslie O'Hare, the host and creator of the Renewed Minds podcast. I want to share why I started this podcast. The genesis of this show traces back to a period of significant life challenges where I faced a pivotal decision: succumb to life's struggles or courageously rise above them. I chose bravery. Surviving required rewiring my mindset. Embracing a growth mindset became my lifeline. I recognize that my story is not unique. Countless women face adversity and uncertainties, while teen girls navigate challenges like peer pressure, bullying, and the weight carried by those I refer to as fatherless girls, young women shouldering the burden of parental absence. My mission is clear: to inspire women and teen girls to control their mindset, emotions, and behavior, enabling them to overcome obstacles. My team and I need your help to continue this mission. Visit renewedmindspodcast.com to contribute. Every donation, big or small, fuels our conversations and empowers our audience. Join us in empowering women and teen girls to embrace growth, resilience, and achieve mental well-being. One woman, one teen girl at a time. Please visit renewedmindspodcast.com to become an advertiser or to contribute to the show. Thank you for being part of our journey towards mental freedom for women and teen girls.
We're back. Today, I am answering your questions during the Mindset Reset segment. And right now, I was told that we have Tony on the line to ask me a question. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for calling into the show. How can I help you today?
Yes, my question is, as a woman, I have finally embarked on starting my own business at the ripe old age of 71. My question to you, Leslie, is how can I train my mind to harness the wisdom of my years? I want to overcome societal expectations, and I definitely want to cultivate the resilience and determination needed to pursue, finally, my entrepreneurial dreams with confidence and success.
Thank you, Tony, for calling into the show. So one of the things, well, first of all, let me commend you at 71 years of age starting a brand new business. That takes a lot of courage. We have so many individuals that have so many dreams, and those dreams are sitting on the shelves, and a lot of people are afraid to go for those dreams. So kudos to you for doing that. One of the things I would tell you is to embrace your experience. Recognize and embrace the wealth of knowledge that you have. At 71 years old, the things that you've seen, the experiences that you have that you can pour into your business as well into your customers and your clients to be able to glean from all of the information that you've learned along the way. Don't discount those past days that you've experienced throughout your life. Utilize that to give you that strength that you need to push forward every day. I would also tell you to challenge those social, societal expectations and recognize that age is just a number. And this is just a grand journey, a new story that you're writing. So challenge the stereotypes and biases by embracing your age as an asset rather than a liability. I would also tell you to cultivate resilience, because resilience is what keeps us moving forward. Resilience is something when those obstacles and challenges face us throughout our life and in our business, that is what's going to keep you moving forward. So lean forward and be flexible and adaptable for change within your business. Lastly, focus on your why. What is the concept of your business? Why is it that you wanted to create this business? And you will be able to glean from that why, what is the motivation? And that will help you during the ebb and flows, the ups and downs that you will eventually incur. It happens to all of us in business, but what I want you to do is to continue pushing forward and understand this new chapter, this new story that you're writing in your life. You are an inspiration to each and every one of us, letting us know it's never too late to achieve and attain our goals. Keep doing well, Tony. We have another call coming in. Right now, instead of one of the calls, what we're going to do is take one of the questions that's coming in live to me right now. And so this particular question is from a young lady named Layla. Layla says, I'm faced with setbacks in my career recently, and it's been challenging to stay optimistic. How can I reset my mindset and develop strategies to bounce back from failures, maintain confidence, and keep moving forward toward my career goals? Well, Layla, one of the things about facing setbacks in your career, I know that it's disheartening. No one likes to go through it. But to reset your mindset and bounce back from failures, start by acknowledging those emotions that you're going through. I always say perception is reality. When we live in reality and we don't hide it and push it under the rug, we're able to take those lessons and turn it into something to motivate us and move us forward. Develop and cultivate a growth mindset. Every single day that you wake up, you thank God that you have a business, that you have clients, that you're moving forward. And every day, look for those little nuggets that you can learn something new within your business and about yourself. And when we take the moments to learn things about ourselves, it helps us funnel that into our relationships, whether it's our business relationship, whether it's a dating relationship, or just our relationship with children. And so have an open mind. Explore these new opportunities and allow the setbacks that you may be experiencing. Setbacks is just a time for you to come back even stronger. It, again, is your perception on how you view those setbacks. Take it as a life lesson. Setbacks are not permanent. They are just temporary detours along your path to success. Never give up. Our next question that's coming in is from Taylor. Taylor, her question is, as a woman navigating the world of online dating, I often encounter men who misrepresent themselves with outdated photos and deceptive profiles. How can I train my mind to approach these situations with resilience and self-respect and maintain confidence in myself and my ability to find genuine connections amidst the prevalence of dishonesty online with online dating? Taylor, I get this question a lot. A lot of women are trying different things to be able to find love. And unfortunately, in the world of dating online and navigating through that process can be very challenging. I do first and foremost encourage you to go with your instincts and your intuition. I think God has given us as women such a very bold, strong intuition, and it's for us to follow with. So if you feel uncomfortable about something and it doesn't look right, it doesn't smell right. I always say if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, 9 times out of 10, it's a duck. So go with your intuition. Maintain confidence in yourself and your ability to discern genuine connections from the deceptive ones. And also focus on building meaningful connections from those that demonstrate honesty, integrity, and genuine interest in getting to know you and being interested in what you are interested in. And one of the other things I want to tell you, when you're approaching online dating, approach it with resilience and self-respect and confidence. You can maintain a positive mindset throughout this entire process. It's only going to increase your chances of navigating through the process to find the right person. And don't give up on the process. It gets very discouraging, but trust yourself. Trust your intuition and the ability to navigate this journey with grace and authenticity, and never let anyone take that away from you. If it's something that you can't deal with in the profiles or when you're talking to this gentleman and they seem a little suspect about meeting you, the questions are that you're asking seem a little off base, take that as a sign to definitely move on. There's so many fish in the sea, and I know for sure there's the right one out there for you. Thank you for writing into the show. We have a next question coming in. It is from Elizabeth. Elizabeth says, as a woman, I'm grappling with navigating and challenging double standards within my relationship. I often find myself unfairly criticized for actions that would be praise if I was a man. How can I navigate this dynamic and ensure that both my partner and I are held at equitable standards? This is a conversation I have a lot with men and also with women. I think that a lot of times men get in a group and not all men, but there's a small group of men, they get into a group and they really like to talk badly about women, and they really don't understand from our perspective on how that really hurts and offends us and tears us down versus lifting us up. So one of the things in navigating through double standards, with that being very challenging, I would like to ask you to start by having an open and honest conversation with your partner. Letting him know how it makes you feel, creating that safe space, not coming to him in a very derogatory manner or attacking manner, but create an open space that you can have this dialogue, let him know how you feel, and you all have a conversation about how it makes you feel and how the criticizing you doesn't really help move the relationship forward. Because if you're not in the right frame of mind and he's not in the right frame of mind, it's just not gonna happen. But the communication has to be there, the fairness has to be there, the respect has to be there, and that's really what it's about, and definitely the communication and having that balance of being able to say, I see where you're coming from, I see where you're coming from, and then kind of meet in the middle and be able to make things happen and make it a better relationship. Establishing boundaries is definitely key. Boundaries and expectations for the relationship. And understanding that defining what equitable treatment means to both of you. What does that look like? Upholding each other to certain standards, and then being consistent with your communication and reinforcing that communication and within those boundaries from preventing future misunderstandings and conflict within the relationship. I think if you navigate it that way and both of you are willing to compromise within the conversation, I think you're setting both of yourselves up for a successful relationship. Thanks again for writing into the show. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we return, I'll be answering more of your questions. Back in a moment. Welcome back. As I explained earlier, this is a segment that we've implemented into the show called Mindset Reset. And within this segment, I am taking the time to answer your questions from calling in, from also communicating with me live while we're on air. And some of the questions are questions that you all have actually written to me. And so one of the questions that I'm going to next is actually from a teenage girl named Victoria. And I love getting letters from teenage girls and being able to inspire them. So let's see what Victoria has to say. Victoria says, I'm constantly comparing myself to others on social media, and it's affecting my self-esteem. How can I change my mindset to focus on my own strengths and uniqueness? Well, Victoria, one of the things I can tell you with that is to practice gratitude. Being really grateful and within your own strength, being grateful for your achievements and the blessings that God has stored upon you. I think a lot of times with social media, it's not just you being a teenage girl. We go through it as grown women as well. You look at someone's picture or a happy couple, and as an adult, we look sometimes, I wish my relationship was like that. Or a single woman may say, I wish I had a husband like that. You as a teen girl may look at some of your friends having a great time. Pictures sometimes are altered. Try not to look at the picture that you see on social media and take it for exactly what you've seen on social media. We never know someone's backstory. And I'm not saying that all pictures that we see on social media are being falsified, but what I am saying is to take everything for a grain of salt, look within your own life, practice gratitude, also limit social media exposure. Sometimes we get on social media before we know it, we're on there 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, and we get so consumed into someone else's life versus that 1, 2, or 3 hours can be consumed on how you can make yourself better. What is it that you like to do? You could be out socializing with your friends, reading a book. There's so many more things that you can do and start looking at your plan of life for when you're getting ready to graduate from high school. And so I encourage you to also embrace your uniqueness. When you embrace your uniqueness, because I can tell in how mature you were in writing this letter, that you're really thinking this out. That is so smart of you. That's very unique for a teenage girl. And in your letter says that you are 17. Very unique for you to start thinking this process out and realizing and recognizing that it is affecting your self-esteem. There's nothing wrong with that. What's great about it is you see it, and now you're going to implement changes to make certain that when you go on social media, you're not taking someone else's life and implementing any yours. You're staying in your own lane. You're practicing gratitude. You're limiting social media. And you're embracing your own uniqueness, as well as set realistic goals for your life. Take that time sometimes off of social media and set realistic goals for your life and practice self-compassion. What do you like to do? Go out running, swimming, exercising? Really give yourself that self-care. I know a lot of us talk about that as grown women, but even as teenage girls, I encourage my teenage girls that I coach as a life coach, I always encourage them to also find self-care moments, because that is one of the most invigorating ways to empower your mindset. When your mind is strong, you are strong. When you are strong, you will overcome any hurdles and obstacles that comes your way. Keep striving, keep moving forward, and thanks for writing in. Our next letter is from another teenage young lady. Her name is Paisley. Paisley says, I often feel pressure to meet others' expectations, whether it's academic performance or fitting in socially. How can I shift my mindset to prioritize my own goals and values without worrying about external validation? Define your own values. Paisley, whenever, take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you. What are your core values, your core beliefs and aspirations? Clarifying your values to provide a compass for your life. I think in life, we do need a compass. We need to know what direction we're going in to avoid being fogged, having a foggy life, to avoid walking around life haphazardly. What is your compass? What is your goals? Where is that compass taking you? Also, focus on self-awareness. And what I mean by that is turning your thoughts and emotions and behaviors into validating and asking yourself, who am I? Who am I? And then asking yourself, who do I want to be? and then taking a step back and looking at some of the things, because we all have this, look at some of the things that you may not like about you, and then look at how you can change that. We all have some things that we don't like about ourselves or that we can improve. I always say, as human beings, as women, as girls, we are all a work in progress, and there's nothing wrong with that. The great thing is you are progressing. Progressing is growth. When you're growing and you're not stagnant, that is when you can see your life and the trajectory of your life change in such fabulous ways that catapults you in such a direction that will blow your mind on what type of future you can already start setting up for yourself right now as a teenage girl. So I encourage you to be able to stay positive. Set those realistic expectations. Sometimes we set goals that are not tangible. Set goals and give yourself a time to achieve them. I believe in writing and in designing dream boards. Create a dream board. Whatever it is that you want in life, if you want to be a doctor, an attorney, whatever your future goals are, to go to college, put a picture of a college on your board. Put a picture of a doctor, an attorney, or whatever it is that you aspire to become. Work toward that goal and set a time frame of when you want those things to happen in your life. Whatever it may be, maybe you're running for student office right in high school. How are you going to attain that goal? Put a picture of yourself behind a podium speaking so that your students can elect you. And I want you to understand one thing about a dream board. If something on the board does not come to fruition, do not beat yourself up. You keep it on the board and you keep striving for that goal. And then you look at what the achievements are that you have achieved, compliment yourself, give yourself praise, and give yourself room to not be perfect. Thank you so much for writing in. Our next question is from a young lady by the name of Faith. Faith says, I'm a woman navigating workplace dynamics. How can I train my mindset to assert myself, advocate for my ideas, embrace my worth, and confidently pursue my goals without fear of judgment or criticism, especially in male-dominated environments? Well, working in male-dominated environments can be very, very challenging as well. Life is challenging, right? But it is entirely possible for you to assert yourself, advocate your ideas, as well as pursue your goals with confidence and conviction. And not allowing the fact that you're in a male-dominated industry to be able to divert you or take you off course. You are a strong, bold, smart, courageous woman created for good things, created to be able to fulfill every dream, every goal that you set out to achieve. The fact that you're in a male-dominated workplace, don't even let that phase you. You still go into the office every day. You go in, you learn, you absorb, and you do everything that you can so that you, if it sounds like in your letter, I know there's more to the letter that I can't get to, but it sounds like in the letter that I'm reading, you are looking to get a promotion and you are a little fearful that that promotion may go to one of the men in your office. I encourage you to train your mind by being more confident and working through processes of practicing self-positive talk. Every day that you wake up, you say something positive to yourself. Today is the day that I'm going to get that position. Whatever the position is, you didn't mention it in the letter, go ahead and talk about today is the day that I'm sitting down having a meeting with my team of five, or how many people are going to be under you. Go ahead and speak those things as though it is your reality right now today, so that when you go and apply for that position, your confidence is going to be so strong. You're going to know your self-worth. You're going to know you're valuable, and you're going to know that you deserve to apply for that position just like any other man in that office is applying for the position. But better yet, you're going to go in with the attitude, I'm going to get this position and I'm going to excel. I also advise you to get mentors and allies that can support you and work with you to keep your motivation up, keep the encouragement up, so that you don't falter. When judgment and criticism comes along, you can lock arms with your mentors and stand strong and knowing that you deserve the position just as much as the next guy deserves a position. So don't give up. remember that any time that you are striving for something in an area that you are the minority in, that is your opportunity to learn and grow. And that is also your opportunity to really embrace success so that you can continue to thrive. Best of luck to you. We have another question. We have Mackenzie. Mackenzie says, after a divorce at the age of 55, how can I harness the power of mindset training to bravely embrace this new chapter, reclaim my identity, and forge ahead with renewed purpose and resilience? Well, Mackenzie, divorce is never easy for anyone, whether they are 20 or 55. And I can only imagine at the age of 55, you mentioned you were married for 30 years. I am definitely sorry that you had to experience that. However, when we go through situations, whether it's a relationship situation, whatever it may be, these are times to utilize it as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to get to know yourself better. This is such an opportunity for you to really find out, what does God have for you, for your future? Is it to start a new business? Is it to get promoted at your company? Whatever it may be, it's time for you to cultivate that growth mindset and have that resilient outlook on life to know this is the opportunity that you have, such a grand opportunity to do whatever it is that you want to do. The skies are the limit, and you can just move so forward in your life professionally and personally. Take this opportunity to be kind to yourself. Some of the things that you wrote in the letter, I think that there's some things that you're beating yourself up for. Free yourself from that. There's nothing like freeing yourself up from things that's holding you down, like bondage, like chains that are tying you down, because you won't be able to breathe. You won't be able to move forward. You won't be able to think. And one of the things and reason why I'm so passionate about mindset, because our mind is a powerful tool. It's one of the things that can either elevate us or it can definitely destroy us. And in your letter, I don't want you to take some of the things that you're blaming yourself for. I don't want you to allow those things, which is your past, to hold you down, because listen to what I just said. That is your past. It is time for you to cultivate a growth mindset and start painting the visualization of what future do you want for yourself. You have a couple of choices, and I say this to every woman that I coach. You either can decide to sit on the sideline and have a self-pity party, or you can pick yourself up, get in the game, and win the game. And you sound like you want to be a winner. So I encourage you to be a winner. I encourage you to let those chains go. As of right now, today, I encourage you to let the bondage, let the chains, everything that's trying to hold you down, to take it off you. Get that heavy backpack off your back. Stand strong, hold your head up, and start thinking about your life in such a way that you're focusing on the things in your life that brings you joy, that brings you fulfillment, that you can be so grateful for, no matter how small the things are, the good things in your life. I don't care if it's that small. Be grateful for it. Allow it to give you peace. Allow it to bring you that joy and fulfillment so you can attain everything that you want to attain in life. And another thing, do not allow your divorce to define who and what you are, nor define who and what you shall become. You are a woman of greatness. Go out and be great. Back in a moment. We have time for one more question. This is actually a letter that I'm going to read that a young lady by the name of Paige wrote to me. It says, "Dear Leslie, I hope this message finds you well. I've been grappling with some significant challenges in my life recently, and I find myself in need of guidance and support. As I navigate through these turbulent times, one area has been very, very tough for me, and that area is building unshakable faith. In the midst of uncertainty and adversity, I long to cultivate a deep sense of inner strength and resilience. I want to develop a mindset that allows me to face life's challenges with unwavering confidence, trust, knowing that I have the strength to overcome any obstacle. I'm reaching out to you because I believe your expertise on this topic of training the mind to work for us can offer valuable insights into this journey of building unshakable faith. I'm eager to learn practical strategies and mindset shifts that can help me anchor myself in positivity, hope, and unwavering belief, even in the face of adversity. Thank you for considering my requests, and I look forward to any guidance that you could give. Love, Paige." Well, Paige, thanks for writing into the show. Faith, you know, is something that sometimes it is tough. We're only human, right? But that is something God says, is you just have as much faith as a mustard seed, just a little bit of faith. Mountains will move, chains will be broken, and prayers will be answered. And I understand that life sometimes can take us down a path where it's very hard to trust God. It's very hard to walk in faith because we're looking at what we see. Well, faith is about not looking at what you see. I remember the movie The Shack. In the boat, the lead character, he's in a boat. Jesus is walking on water. And every time the dad who's in the boat who lost his daughter, every time he looks down in the boat fills up with black oil. Then when he looks at Jesus, the oil dissipates. When he looks back in the boat, the oil fills back up. When he looks at Jesus, the oil dissipates. It's one of the key moments in this movie, The Shack, that I really love, because that represents when you look at your circumstance, when you look at what you're facing, when you look at the obstacles, the challenges, whether it's debt, the finances, the divorce, the wayward children, whatever that is for you. When you look at that and take your eyes off of God, that's when the world begins to swallow you up like a pit that closes the hole of the pit, and you feel so trapped in, like you can't move and you can't breathe. I encourage you to walk out in faith. I encourage you to get involved in a church if you're not already involved in a church. One of the other things to get to practice your faith and to have unwavering faith is the words that you speak out of your mouth. Are you speaking words of negativity? I said this earlier to another audience member that wrote into the show. We have to be careful of the things that we say. Whatever it is that you want, you speak it right now as though it's already here. You have to program your mindset. One of the first ways to do that is what you speak out of your mouth. You're going to receive every single thing that you speak and what you think. Whatever you manifest will come to fruition. If you manifest negativity and fear and focus on anxiety and being depressed and being sad, then that's what your future is going to be like. But if you wake up every day with that boldness, with that joy and that excitement, thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you, God, that every single thing that you promised me is coming to fruition. Thank you, God, that everything that you have put your hands on my life is prospering. Everything my hands touch is prospering. Think of the woman with an issue of blood. That woman pushed through the crowd. It didn't matter the noise and the condemnation that she was hearing from the left and the right. Your noise, whatever it may be, depression, anxiety, financial, jobless, right now, maybe you're not working, whatever it may be for anyone that's watching right now, including Paige, I encourage you to push through the crowd, push through the noise, push through the anxiety, push through the fear, have hope, believe in God, knowing He didn't leave you yesterday. You're here today. You wrote me a letter. God has you here for a reason. Tap into that. No matter what it is, focus on God, have faith, push through the crowd, and wait for God to look back at you and say, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you whole." The more you push through, the more you hang in there, and you allow God to open the doors of heaven upon your life, it's so freeing. Stand in perfect faith and know that it is already done. Back in a moment. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. I want to talk to you about a very exciting event that I am putting on. It's actually going to be on Sunday, May 5th between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. It is for teen girls ages 13 to 19, and it's called Pushing Through the Crowd. This is a moment for teen girls to be able to be on a virtual call with me, and I will be empowering them how to push through the crowd. We have such high statistics. 20 to 30% of teenage girls are experiencing some type of symptoms of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. These numbers are very high. They're very striking. And I know that each of you that's watching the show today, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, and you are a mom of a teenage girl, or you know of someone that has a teenage girl, then you really understand the importance of how they would benefit from this type of event. I wanted to do this because of those staggering statistics. And 80% of success is our mindset. 20% is action. And a lot of times our young girls really don't have the tools at such a young age to be able to reprogram their mindset, to move forward into their future. I talked a few minutes ago about the woman with an issue of blood, and that's really where this topic, pushing through the crowd, comes from. Our teenage girls, they're not too young to learn how to push through the crowd, how to push through adversity, how to push through the suicidal thoughts, how to push through depression. And the only way they can do that is reprogramming their mindset. And to do that is really, really building a close relationship with God and having the mind of Christ. Because when you have the mind of Christ, you can overcome obstacles. Our young girls need to learn this and how to tap into it now, because our young girls are going to become young women who are going to be experiencing even tougher challenges the older that they get. It's inevitable that they are going to experience some really tough things in life. So if we can together help them, build them up, help them to have the mind of Christ so that they can be bold and they can have such a different mindset to be able to rise bravely above challenges and obstacles and really value their self-worth, my goodness, signing your daughter up for this event or a young lady that you may know that can benefit from this event, you will be doing a world of difference in their life. It's only $49. I'm also offering a 2-for-1 deal. Go to mindsetconnections.com to be able to purchase the tickets, and I look forward to seeing your daughters there on May 5th. And that is a Sunday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Back in a moment. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to thank each and every woman and teen girl that had the courage to call into the show or even write into the show and communicate with me live while we've been on air. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's transformed your life. And for those of you, my audience, whether you're listening to me in your car, your workplace, even in your kitchen, thank you so much for allowing me to come into your space, into your life to empower you. I want to thank my entire production team. I want to thank Emilio for today and the entire production team. As I always say, I can't do this without them. And I want to thank my mentor, business partner, Linda. Thank you so much for believing in the show and for walking this walk with me, encouraging and empowering one woman, one girl at a time to cultivate a growth mindset. If you would like to participate on the show as a guest or advertise on the show, please visit renewedmindspodcast.com. If you would like to contribute to the show so you can see more great content as we're providing to you, definitely go to renewedmindspodcast.com as well to learn how to contribute. If you would like to hire me as your life coach, only women and teen girls I coach on different levels of life, please visit mindsetconnections.com, my coaching website, to find out how to hire me. If you're looking to book me for your women's conferences, corporate conferences, or church conferences, please visit mindsetconnections.com as well to fill out the form there and let me know a little bit more about your event. I thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I thank you for watching. Bye, everybody.